men daven and basically gives you all kinds of medical advice about what to eat and what not to eat, what's healthy. It's important, we have to follow. You see, the Gemara spends so many lines saying that you have to be healthy. So we have to read the health books, nutrition books today, to make sure that we are healthy. Mishnah said, the last din in the perek, mem dalan mem alef is, asher samayim letzamoy, one is thirsty and he drinks water, he says, shakol ni bedvaray. Rav Tarfon says, barnefashes, Tosis explains, the last Tosis in the perek, doesn't mean that you say barnefashes after you finish water. Barnefashes after water was a three-way machlokes hamaraim on the top 10 lines on the mem dalan on the base. The final maskana is that that's the minik. But Rav Tarfon is disagreeing. The bracha shalafaneho is bar nefashis. Yeah. Why does the mei hashar samayim letzamai? So the Gemara asks on the last line, a mem dalam beis. Hashar samayim letzamai lapukimai. What does that mean letzamai? To the exclusion of what case? So the Gemara says lapukimai dechan kisayumso. The person is trying to swallow something. Is caught in his throat. He's choking. Chan kisayumso. Umso means a piece of flesh. A piece of flesh is cut in his throat and he's choking. So he doesn't say a bracha when he drinks the water. Why not? So here there's a big machlokes hagoinim. Tosis quotes the machlokes. The top Tosis on them here and Allah quotes Rav Amram Goin Pirish the davke lefano the boy bruch av leachrav chayiv. You don't say a bracha before if you're choking. God's going to say shem yichu kutsh b'yich is going to choke. He's going to choke till he's going to say the bracha. So you swallow the water quickly. But the person is not literally choking. He just wants to swallow something down his throat. He's not really thirsty for water. He wants to swallow something down his throat. So the Rav Amram Goin holds that you do say a bracha. Chankes Ayumtza is not excluded from a bracha, not before, not after. It's only that Sofik Pikuach Nefesh. Of course you don't say a bracha. And that's what all the Bali Ateises disagree with this Rav Amram Goin. They say, no. Of course you don't say a bracha. There's a sofik sakana. Even if he's not only drinking water, drinking anything, you don't say a bracha. If you're afraid that by reciting the bracha, till you're going to finish saying the bracha, you're going to choke to death. It means he's not choking to death, and it's not a sofik sakana. And the only time you say a bracha, shakal on water, is when you're really thirsty for the water. If it's chankesayumtza, then it doesn't require a bracha. So it doesn't require a bracha, not before and not after. So the shot is, why not? Because it has zero calories. So what if you drink one of these new sodas that has zero calories, but it tastes very good, tastes very sweet. So also you don't say a bracha, it has to do with calories. No, the din is that on salt you do say a bracha. Salt has no calories either. We had the Gemara before. Beginning of the Perek, then Gemara quoted a braisa that melach v'alazomis. If you eat salt, you say a bracha. Here, the first line on Lamed, first wide line on Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. Nigar min melech v'zomis d'tanya b'raisa. Ala melech v'al azomis, oy m'shakal ni b'dvar. You do say a bracha, even though it has zero calories. It means that the water has no, maybe means it has no nutritional value, plus it doesn't have any flavor to it. But if it's if it has flavor to it, m'stami, you do say a bracha. Let's say this is a common shayla. Let's say a person is going on a hike in Eretz Yisrael. An American is going on a hike, and we don't realize when I'm going there, so we don't realize that it's chamsin. We're used to it here in America, so we hardly ever dehydrate here in America. And there in Eretz Yisrael, there's a bigger chashash. So they tell you, keep on drinking the whole time, even if you're not thirsty, keep on drinking. So the person is drinking water just in order not to dehydrate, but is not really thirsty. So does he say a bracha? So l'chore the Gemara would appear to say you don't say a bracha. It's only litzama. If he's drinking the water, it has medical value. It has no nutritional value. It has no calories, but it has medical value that he shouldn't dehydrate. But he's not really thirsty. He's not litzama. So l'chore in such a case, he shouldn't say a bracha. Or let's say a person can't clear his throat. He's speaking, public speaker can't clear his throat. And he's not really thirsty, but if he has mucus in his throat, you just can't get it out. So if he takes a sip of water, that solves his problem. Also, that's also chankes ayuntz. Probably does not say a broch. They quote in the name of the Vilna Gaon on this Gemara chankes ayuntz umtzo that a lot of times a person feels thirsty and he takes a cup of water, he starts to drink. So really, he's already, his thirst is quenched with a little bit. But he doesn't want the water to spill all over the place. So he drinks the rest of the cup that it shouldn't spill. Astam. He started to drink, so he drinks the rest. So in order to say a bracha achrayna, he was thirsty for a little bit, but it wasn't. Turns out he wasn't really thirsty for a whole reviyas. In order to say a bracha achrayna, you have to drink a whole reviyas litzamay, and often that's not the case. So a lot of times you say a bracha rishayna on water without saying a bracha achrayna. Then he quotes from the Gaon Lagoin. He thinks the same is true by tea. By tea and coffee, misami means without sugar, has no flavoring. So you just have tea, so he considers that like water. Even though the tea has flavoring. He assumes that you're not drinking tea because of the flavor. It's hot water. I don't know. So he says, you only say bracha achrayna if you drank a reviyas of tea, litzamay. He was thirsty the whole time. Chiddush. Yeah, that's how we assume. The Chanka say, not like the Rav Amram Goyen, that you don't say a bracha before because of a suffix sakana. Pikoch nefesh decha. Pikoch nefesh decha kalat torku. It means that this is, they will never miss sakana bracha rishon on water unless it's split somewhere. Then the Gemara says on the Machloike Satanayim, what bracha should you say before you drink water with somai? Should you say shahakol or should you say bar nefashis before? So the Gemara says, puk chazi, go out and see. My amadibar. What's the meaning of Goylam? What do the people outside do? So what do the people outside do? So Rashi says the meaning of Goylam is that you say shahakol before it, barnefoshes after. So that's the practice that we have today. Sure. Okay. So what did we learn in this parak? We learned so far about bracha rishayna. A little bit about brichas hamazon. Amem Dalar and Aleph, Yichas Hamazon Deraisa, Yichas Hamazon Derabanan. We'll review again the next parak some of those details. Then the three-way Machlokes Satanai, Amem Dalar and Aleph. When do you have Yichas Hamazon Deraisa? Rabbi Kiva says, Afilu Shelek, Behum Ezono. Rabbi Gamliel says, only for Neshivas Aminim. We paskin like neither. We paskin only on pas. Anything else you don't recite Yichas Hamazon. Okay, now the Mishnah is going to have Shlosh Shach Lukachas Chayav Mlezamit. This is special Indian. If three or more are reciting a bracha achrayna together, so it adds chashivas to the bracha. They should say the bracha together. You know that when a tzibur of asora give a shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu together, so this enhances the shevach. We have a principle that davar shebikdusha requires asora. Mistama, that din davar shebikdusha requires asora is probably only midirabbanan. That's what Moshe Feinstein assumes in the Sefer. He quotes the Gemara is going to have a discussion. Maybe nine gedolim and one cotton is mitzarif to a zimun. We'll have to learn the Gemara. Mem chesam et aleph. Mem zayinam et beis. Maybe nine avodim. Maybe nine b'nei chorvin and one eved is mitzarif to a minyan. There's even one opinion in Rishonim that's not even quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Maybe nine men and one woman is mitzarif to azor, to asora, to make a minyan. So Moshe Feinstein writes, he thinks that with respect to the din of Yehorik Bal Yavor, what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin and Daf Ayin Dalet, that you only have Yehorik Bal Yavor sometime if it's Bifnei Asora Mi Yisrael, if it's the Gimel Aver Sachamur Esavod Ezer Gelavai Shvichas Domim Yehorik Bal Yavor, even Bitzina, even Shalut B'Shas Hashmad. But if it's Shar Aver, it's only if it's Bifrahesia, means Bifnei Asora, or B'Shas Hashmad, even Bitzina. So what's the definition of Bifnei Asora? So the Gemara says there in Sanhedrin, Lifnei Asorah Meisrael, and it's learned that from the pasuk. When Igdashti Vesoch Bnei Yisrael, and the word Toch is a Gzereshava Toch Eido Toch, a whole series of Gzereshavas that you need Asorah. So there, Rav Moshe Feinstein says you won't find a machloikas whether one woman is mitzdarif. I don't know. Will the conservatives be so open-minded that they'll be prepared to give up their lives? They're mitzdarif women to the minyan, five and five, and mitzdarif to the minyan. Will they so open-minded that they'll be prepared to give up their lives also in the presence of five men and five women? So Rav Moshe says, no, that's a din d'oraisa, this is a din d'rabbanan. He says, all the shitas over here that are meiko, you can be mitzarif one woman, there's an opinion, and then you can be mitzarif one eved, you can be mitzarif one cotton. This is only by davar shebikdusha, by benching asora, where the whole need for asora is only mid'rabbanan. But by Yehorik Bal Yavor, where it's a real din d'oraisa, there's no fudging. There it's a real din, you need asora Yisraelim, B'nei Chorim, B'nei Bris, and for sure you're not Mitzarif women. So Moshe holds that the whole need for Asorah for Dabshi B'Kedusha is only Midrabbanim. It means that it's the need for Asorah is Midrabbanim. Is there a Kiyum if you have Asorah? If he have a sorry Israel and b'nei chorim b'nei bris, men not avodim and not ketanim and not noshim, is there a kiyum? The stomach there is a kiyum deraisa, having a shevach, praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu barabim. So the Gemara here says there's such an inyan, not on the same level as Asara. This sounds from Pesukim and Chumash. Menohan immediately had, the Gemara asks right away, where do you see anywhere on Chumash, on Tanakh, that there's a hidur, an added kiyum, if you give a shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu barabim? It's not Bo'asara. Bo'asara would be Betzibur. How do you see that barabim? Barabim is three. So the Gemara says, Gadlu Lashem Iti Niram Mashma Yachdav. One person is talking to two, plural, Gadlu, in the plural, Miyad Rabim Shnayim. Or Kishem Hashem Ekro, Hovu, Godel Elokeinu. I'm speaking, Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking. He's speaking to a minimum of two people, Miyad Rabim Shnayim. So you see from the Psukim, the Dvarim, and the Tilim, that there's a kiyum of a Sheva praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bishloisha. There's a kiyum l'chor, a kiyum deraisa maybe. Even though Ramosha says the need for Asara, it's only with the Rabbanah to say Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, but L'chor, if you have Asara, Stamet is a Kiyum Dereis. And here, L'chor, the Gemara is saying that there is a Kiyum, there is a Psahidur, perhaps even on the level of Dereis, a Torah for a Shevach Ta'kodesh Baruch Hu Barabim. How many people do you need that it should be considered a Rabbim? So we have in other areas of Halacha, the Gemara talks about Rabbim. Let's say there is a Din Neder Shuhuda Barabim. The Gemara has one opinion, we don't pass like this, Neder Shuhuda Barabim, Ein lo hafora be ein lo hatorah. If a neder was taken in public, we paskin not so. We paskin on a neder shuhuda al das rabim, not bar rabim. So the Gemara has a machlokes in the middle of Gitna. How many people do you need to constitute either neder shuhuda bar rabim, a neder taken in public, or neder shuhuda al das rabim? How many people is that machlokes? Whether three or ten. So one opinion is that it's three. The Gemara says, where do you get that definition of Rabbim? So the Gemara quotes a pasuk by Zava. There's a din of a Zava Ktanu and a din of a Zava Gdola. There's a din of a Nida. And Isha has a Riyaz Dan. The Es Nidasa, the normal time that it's expected. So then she becomes a Nida. What if the Isha has a Riyaz Dan below Es Nidasa? At the time that it's not supposed to come. The Gemara says, when is below Es Nidasa? The Gemara says, Yud Aleph Yom Shebe Nida Le Nida. 11 specific days. The machlek is which 11 days those are, also machlek is the Rambam and everybody else, but whatever it means, the Gemara says there are 11 specific days shebenita lenida, that it's irregular, it's abnormal that the woman should have a riyas dam. So then if she has dam, then she doesn't become a nida, she becomes a zova. To what extent does she become a zova? So she has a riyas dam one day or 2 days in a row, she becomes a zova ktana. She only has to be shemeres yom keneged yom, she has to have one day noki. She has to count one day noki, and then she can say mitzvahim kikul in the morning of that day noki, and she can be tovel in the mikvah minatorah the morning of that day. And if she has a riyaz dam three consecutive days in a row, and the yud alfiyam shebe nidal and nida, then she becomes what you call a zavak gdoila, and she needs shivanikim, and she has to bring a carbon after the period of tahara. So the pasuk uses the expression o kiyosav zav dama yomim rabim below es nidasa. So the Gemara said, what does it mean, yamim rabim? Yamim would have been miyud yamim shnayim, miyud rabim shnayim. It says yamim is a plural, so it means 2 days in a row. And then it says yamim rabim, rabim mishloisha. So the Gemara says, you see, that rabim means shloisha. And that pasuk, rabim means shloisha, because it says yamim. So yamim would have meant a minimum of two. So it says rabim, so it means more than two is three. But that's what the Gemara says. One opinion holds that the Neder Shuhuda Barabim, Neder Shuhuda Al Das Rabim, whenever you're talking about Rabim, it depends on having three people. Based on the Pasuk, O Ki Yosef Zoiv Doma Yomim Rabim, Yomim Shnaimim, Rabim Shloshim. You have such a din, Sofik Tuma B'Shus HaYochid Sveika Tomin, Sofik Tuma B'Shus HaRabim Sveika Tohar. So what's the definition of B'Shus HaRabim? So the Gemara says in Nozir, on the first half in Perek Shnei Nazirim, if you have three people standing together, that's called Rishus HaRabim. Because you learn out the whole institution of, the whole din of distinguishing between Sofik Tuma B'Shus HaYochid versus Sofik Tuma B'Shus HaRabim is learned out from Sota. Sota really has nothing to do with Tuma V'Tara, but the Pasuk uses the expression Vinitma. The verb Vinitma is used. Vinitma means she was Mizana. It does mean she became Tame. But because the Pasuk uses that, it's an upward usage of the verb vinitma. It's not really, has nothing to do with tumah v'tahara. But because the pasuk uses the loshon vinitma, so the chachamim had a tradition that it's alluding to this din that there's a difference between tumah b'shusayach safik tumah. We don't know whether the woman was mizana or not. She has saita safik. There's a saita vada. Saita vada means I know bevada and eshes ishes insa. Then what we call a saita on the parsha of saita chumash, that's what the gemara calls a saita safik. The husband does know if the wife was mizana. So the lashon ha'pasuk is v'nitma v'loy nitma. We don't know. So the whole story happens b'shus hayochid. There's the boel, the potential boel, and the isha. There are only two people there. If there'll be other people there, so what do you mean? The woman's going to be mizana? She's going to have an affair with someone else in the presence of another person. So the whole parasha of Saita Sofik is talking about two people. So that's why the Torah says you go to Chumrah. But if there would have been three people, there wouldn't have been an issue of Yichud. It wouldn't have been called Stira. Whenever there's someone else there, it's not called Stira. You have to have kinu yestira in order to have a din of a saita sofik. So kinu means the husband is master of the ishta. He gives hasra al tistri mish ploini because he's choshed her biznus. And then she has stira later on. So the post can point out that stira is not the same as yichud. Stira means that there's no one else in the room. Yichud is possible to have other people in the room and you're still in violation of yichud. I'm in a room with two women. So there's an issa yichud, but it's not called stira. Kini love in Nistra. Nistra means that there's no one else in the room. Also, another difference that the post can point out, the Avnei Neza has a tshuva about these two distinctions. let's say a person works in a company and they have 25 people in the office all day long. Then at the end of the day, everybody leaves at a different time. It comes 7 o'clock, he's the only one left, and then there's another girl over there. So they didn't go into the room specifically together. They were in the room all day long, and then little by little, everybody left until there are only two people left. So that's an Issa Yichud. But that's not called stira. In order to asim and isha labaila, you have to have kina and stira. So kina does mean the husband says to his wife, I don't like that you work in that office. It has a bad smell. Or it's dangerous. It's near the World Trade Center and they may bomb your office also. That's not called kina. Kina means it's choshed, his wife is nus. If he just doesn't like the other people who work in the office, that's not called kina. In stira, let's say the husband is choshed, that his wife is having an affair with someone else. Because every day after they finish working, his wife and the other one are the only two who are left in the office. That's not called stira. That's called yichud. The wife is in violation of yichud. You can have a case where she's not in violation of yichud and it's still a din of stira. Let's say the husband is choshed his wife, she's being mizana with her father. So there's no isa yichud with her father. But if the husband is choshed, the husband is either crazy or he's on the mark. Either he's right. Or b'ral of ruach kino, either of ruach shtus or ruach tahar. He may be right or wrong. So, strictly speaking, there is no prohibition of yichud, a girl with her father, but it is called stira. If the husband is master b'yishta, al tistri y'mevich, because I'm choshed that you're being mizana with your father, so it is called stira. The stira and yichud are not the same. So the pasuk only asks an isha labayla, saita safik, if you have kinu yistira. And the kinu yistira means that there are only two people there. If you would have had his wife with the potential boil with a third person, that maybe the third person, maybe there would still be an Issa Yichud, but it's not called Stira. In order to ask an Issa Levayla. So the Gemara says, Ma Saita, it's only two people to boil with in a velas. So that's when you go to Chumra, Safik Tumah B'Shus HaYochid, you go to Chumra. But if it would have been three people, it would have been considered a Safik Tumah B'Shus HaRabi. Then you would have gone to Kula. That's how the Gemara says the first daf in Perek Shnei Nazir, in the middle of Maseches Nazir. There are other Gemaras in Cheskas Abatim. Those who learn Cheskas Abatim or Mishnayis in Aholos about this, about Safik Tumah B'Shus HaYochid versus B'Shus HaRabim. So the Gemara, the Mishnayis and the Gemaras talk about B'Shus HaRabim. What's B'Shus HaRabim for Hilchos Shabbos is B'Shus HaRabim for Hilchos Tumah. It's in Gansan a different definition. So how do these two jives? The Mishnah means you go to Hokel in either direction. If it's either Rishus HaRabim for Shabbos purposes, or if it's Rishus HaRabim, let's say the Beis HaMikdosh, the Gemara says, in the first daf in Chulin, Tosfos points out, the Beis HaMikdosh has walls around it, so it's a Rishus HaYochid for Shabbos purposes. But usually have a big crowd in the Beis HaMikdosh, so the Beis HaMikdosh is going to have the status of Rishus HaRabim. So if an area is either Rishus HaRabim for Shabbos purposes, so I would say Safik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim, Lahakal, even if there's nobody around. Or if the area is a Rishus HaRabim, it's a Rishus HaYochid for Shabbos purposes. But you have three people or more around, so then it's called Rishus HaRabim for Tumah purposes. That definition is learned out from Saita, because by Saita Shnayim. So you have they have the concept of rabbim. In the Gemara to Shneid Neder Shuhuda Bar Rabbim Al Das Rabbim, the Gemara says rabbim has learned out the opinion, and the Gemara holds that it's three. Bases it on that drasha from the pasuk. Oki Yosef Zayv Dama Yamim Rabbim Yamim Shnayim Rabbim Shloishim. You have where else do you have a din of rabbim? In Chosha Mishpot, the Darkei Moshe from the Ramo on the bottom of the tour quotes from the Mordechai in the Chosha Mishpot proper in the Shulchan Aruch. It's not quoted, but Rebbe Kedegra on the side of the Shulchan Aruch quotes this Lahalacha. Not everything that appears in the Torah in Beis Yosef is quoted on the page in the text of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch was intended as a kitzer, as a sort of as a mafteach. The Mechaber meant that you should look in this mafteach that he calls Shulchan Aruch. You should look back in the Beis Yosef to see what he has to say. And then, because in the later generations they took the Shulchan Aruch as a sefer psaksa, they had to add on so much more on the side of the page. People today don't bother to look back into the Torah in Beis Yosef to see. They don't use the Shulchan Aruch as a mafteach, so that's why they had to quote so much on the side of the page. So Rabbi Kivege quotes this on the side of the page, that the Ramo and the Darkei Moshe and the Haoris on the bottom of the Torah quotes from the Mordechai and Bava Metzion. Kisim karamim kalav sech hakonam yadam yisech. When you make a kinyan bein odom lachavero, you have to have a maisi kinyan. What if a person is makdin something to the tzibur? Let's say the shul wants to buy some furniture. So they negotiate with a shopkeeper. They're going to buy the furniture for so much. And then he gives them a deal, and then he changes his mind before they made a kinyan that's clinching. They never made a kinyan kesef. They never made a kinyan chalipin. They just were masking him on the amount, how much it's going to cost, and here's the furniture, and he's going to sell his furniture. So the Mordechai says that rabbim are kind of without a maisa kinyan. Rabbim are kind of bedvarim alone. Well, let's say a person agrees that he's going to teach for a school, he's going to teach in a yeshiva. So who are the owners of the yeshiva? So if it's not a privately owned school, it's not the for-profit organization that I pocket all the profit. Most yeshivas are not-for-profit organizations. They lose money. So it's usually the yeshivas are run by the tzibur, by the community. So if it's run by the tzibur, so the teacher cannot back out. It's as if a kinyan had been made. And then there's a question, if you made a kinyan, can the poel back out? Poel chazabah filah b'em tzayyam. The Gemara has a din. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk, that a poel can quit in the middle of the job. So the mechaber pasuk in the Shulchan Aruch, that's only if they didn't make a kinyan. But if they made a kinyan, suitor, he signed a contract, and he gave the shtar to the other, to the organization for which he's going to work. So then if a kinyan was made, then the poel cannot back out. The Shach says he doesn't think we should pasken like that mechaber. The Shach quotes the Rishonim who disagree. Even if the poel made a kinyan, he can still back out b'emtzayom. But on the assumption that if a kinyan was made, the poel cannot back out, so what if a person agreed that he's going to work for the tzibur, and then he wants to back out from the job? So if you follow the mechaber, then whenever a kinyan was made, then the poel cannot back out, so the tzibur is koina without any need for a maisa kinyan. So how many people do you need that it should be called the tzibur? So one would have said, the tzibur is kind of means a community thing, a community shul, a community school, something like that. So the Darkei Moshe quotes in the Mordechai, no, a shutfus of three people or more. If you have a private company, where you have a shutfus of three people or more, that's called rabbim, and rabbim means tzrich mekinyan. You only need a kinyan by yochid or yichidim kisim karmim kala amisecha, or konami aramisecha, only if it's a yochid and a yochid, then you need the whole institution of kinyonim from Perek HaZov. Then you have to figure out what a kinyoni karka and what a kinyoni metaltalim. But if it's the kinyon is being done on behalf of a rabbim, not only on behalf of a tzibur, you don't need a tzibur. On behalf of a rabbim means three people or more, then you don't need any kinyonim. We have also a Gemara in Sanhedrin that there are differences, slight differences, but it's a matter of life and death. Differences between Mesis and Mediach. A Mesis is a Yachid, a Mediach is a Rabbim. So the Dinam are slightly different. The slight differences may determine whether he's going to get the death penalty or not. So how many people does he have to be Mediach? Does he have to attempt to be Mediach? That he should have the status of a Mediach as opposed to a Mesis? Take Lamoshal, one of the Dinam is that a Mesis all the 10 dinim of Hatzala don't apply. Machzirin l'schuz ve'im machzirin l'chayvo, and a raiva v'echad is not enough to give a death penalty. And echad ben atalmidim she'rotza l'alam itzchuz, you listen. The Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph lists off all of the asara dinim shebei mominus l'nefashas. So the Gemara says, v'chila fayla meisim. By meisim, none of these dinim apply. So there are some air points out that from the Gemara would appear that there's a machlokes. What about midiach? When the midiach is the same as meisim on that. But there are other differences also. Even aside from that, there are other differences. So the Minchas Chinuch quotes a whole discussion from earlier Achronim regarding this. Some Achronim want to say, one who is meisim to a group of three or more, meisim is harabim, that has the din of midiach. It doesn't have to be midiach a whole city, a whole year. Even midiach is harabim. What's the definition of rabim? So he quotes a machlekes. Some Achronim say three, some Achronim say ten. Why do some say ten? Because in Neder Shehuda Barab, Neder Shehuda Al Das Rabim, is a machlekes in the Gemara whether it depends on three or ten. The accepted opinion is ten. So you see from there that the definition of Rabim is ten. So the Minchas Chinuch says that that's not correct. He says the definition of Rabim is three. For Haraya Safik Tum and Bishus Rabim, the Gemara says it depends on three people. And this Mordechai in Baba Metzia says, Rabim have a kinyan. If you have three people, Rabim have a kinyan without any need for a maisa kinyan. Definition of Rabim is three. And the pasuk by the Zavik Gedoyla, Kiyozu Zayv Dama Yamim Rabim, Rabim Yamim Mishnaim, Rabim Mishloisha. Definition of Rabim Mishloisha. The reason why we pasken, Neder Shehuda Bar Rabim, Neder Shehuda Das Rabim, is also a different reason. Because the whole mocker in Tanakh that there's such a concept, and Neder Shehuda Bar Rabim, and Neder Shehuda Das Rabim, should have a different status as the pasuk can say for Yeshua that when the Givonim came and they put on an act that they came to Yeshua ben Nun and they claimed that they come in, they made up a whole story that they claimed that they came to Eretz Rechayka from a foreign land in Africa and they understood that the Jews are coming to conquer all of Africa and they want to kill everybody. So they come to surrender. So Yeshua ben Nun says, we're not interested in the rest of Africa. We don't want Uganda. We just want Eretz Yisrael. As long as you're not from Eretz Yisrael, no problem. So they said, well, we're from Uganda. We're not from Eretz Yisrael. So they swore to him, the pasuk says, Kinish b'lehem Rashi Ha'eda. He swore to him that they're not going to start up with them. Then it turned out, a week later, that they were lying, that they did come from Eretz Yisrael. So the pasuk says, because Nish b'lehem Rashi Ha'eda. So they said that it'll be a chil Hashem, whatever. So they said, not, even though they're from the Zayin Umis, they decided they're not going to violate the Shavua. So the Gemara says, from that pasuk you learn out, perhaps this is the mocker of the din, that the Neder Shehuda Barabim and Neder Shehuda Adas Rab Mein Hafor Bein Hator. So there the pasuk says, Ginish Balaim Roshe Ho Edo. The word Edo is mentioned. So since Edo usually has the connotation of Asara, so that's why over there it's different. Not because Neder Shehuda Barabim, definition of Rabim and Kol HaTarkula, is really Asara. No, the definition of Rabbi Makala Tarkul is really Shloisha. Definition like Safik Tumim B'Shusa Rabbi, Shloisha. Or like Kinyan, the Mordechai in Bav Metzia, that a Kinyan of where Rabbi is enough with Shloisha, you don't need Asara. But over there it says Kinish B'Lahem Rosh Ha'eda, so the word Eda appears, so that's why it's a Yetzim in Aklal. But so the Minchas Chinuch Tainus, but when you get to the din of Mesis versus Mediach, the Mesis is Hayochid, the Mediach is Harabim. So the word Eda doesn't appear there. So the definition of Rabbi Mishloisha, why should you say that in Kola Tarkula Tzatzora? No one ever said like that. Gemara has a shaila over here. The Mishnah starts off Shloisha Shach Lukachas Chayovim Lezamen. Only Shloisha. What if you have Shnaim Shach Lukachas? So the Gemara has about 8 lines from the bottom of Mem Hamad Alf Itmar. Shnaim shalach lukachas pligi rabbi rabbi yechonah. They had a machlag. Zchadam and ratzam and zamim and zamnim. The Mishnah says only shloisha chayovim lezamim. Shnaim for sure are not chayovim lezamim. The shayla is it a rishus? Is it an optional zimun? Chadam ratzam and zamim and zamnim. Machlagis. Tanan, the Mishnah says only shloisha shalach lukachayovim lezamim. The Mishnah says, yeah. Pasim chayva hocha rishus. Yeah, if you have shloisha, you mechuyiv to be mezam. If you have shnaim, it's unclear in the Mishnah whether it's a rishus or it's not a rishus. So there's a famous Yerushalmi here. Gemara says he can't prove one way or the other. Till the Gemara finally quotes a brisa that Shnaim Shachalu Kachas Mitzvah Licholik. Sure, that there's no rishus to be mizam Mitzvah Licholik. So there's a famous Yerushalmi here on this Mishnah. Shalmi quotes this shaila where the Shnaim Shachalu Kachas Machlek Zrabi Rabbi Yechana. So Rabbi Yechana should be quoted in Yerushalmi. Shalmi was supposedly written by the Talmidim of Rabbi Yechana. The Shalmi quotes the Machlekes where the Shnam Shachel Kachas is a Rishus Lezamen Anad. The Shalmi says it's Toloy in the Machlekes in the beginning of Sanhedrin. It says Dinim Amenis Bishloisha. A Din Torah is made with three Dayanim. What if you have a Din Torah with two Dayanim? Will it be good B'diyevet or not? Shnaim Shadon, a Dinim Dinim, and Dinim Dinim. So it's a Machlekes in the Gemara. One of the early Sugis in Sanhedrin. As far as Daf, Daf Beis. In Sanhedrin, Daf Beis, Daf Vov, Daf Hei. It's discussed in the beginning of Sanhedrin. So Taisa shows that when you learn the Bavli, it's Muchach Beferish, that if you hold Shnaim Shadon, a Dinim Din, Chad Nami Kosher. Shnaim is not better than one. Shnaim Shadon, a Dinim Din, in the Bavli, is based on the assumption, Mederaisa Chad Nami Kosher. A Din Torah for Hedos Valvois is good enough with one Dayan. So it says, Betzedek Tishpot HaMisecha, Tishpot Loshen Yochid, that one Dayan can judge. It's only a Chumr Medirabban Alti Hidon Yechidi, Shein Don Yechide El Echot, it's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, so that's Lachatchili, should have three. So, but yeah, that if you violated that advice in the Mishnah, Alti Hidon Yechidi, so but yeah, but Shnaim Shadon Adinayim Din, Echad Nami Kosher, but yeah, but one would also be good. That's what it's Beferish in the Babli, that's what Taisi points out, and it's Muchach in the Babli like that. So the Achrayim point out, but the Yerushalmi here holds not so. Yerushalmi holds that Shnaim Shadonu, there's an opinion in the Yerushalmi, Shnaim Shadonu, the name din is only Shnaim. Chad will not be kosher. What's the difference between Echad and Shnaim? Because Shnaim may have a Rabbim. A full Rabbim is really Shloisha. But a Shnaim is a Chatzishir of a Rabbim. So the Yerushalmi says that Shnaim Shach Luka Achas, is it a Rishus Rotzel Zamim Mizamnim and Anat, is Toli Zebizeh and not Shaila. Why should it be Toli Zebizeh in the issue of Shnaim Shadonat in Eidim? Stam and the Shaila is like this. Shlosha constitutes a Rabbim. So you have a concept, of a Shevach Takorish Boch that's offered B'tzibur. So B'tzibur means Basar. Okay. But then you have a concept as a Hidr to offer a Shevach, to offer a Brichas Hamozen or any Shevach Takorish Boch B'shloisha, shloisha is better than one. So would you, why? Because it's a Rabbim. So what would you say regarding Shnaim? Would you say that Rabbim, that Shnaim is a bit of a Rabbim? It's a Chatzishir of a Rabbim? So it'll be a Rishus Lezamen? Or you say it's not even a Chatzishir of a Rabbim? So the Yerushalmi assumes that Shnaim Shadonu Dinayim Din would only be Shnaim because you have a bit of a Rabbim. The full Rabbim is really B'shloisha. If you have Shnaim, so one opinion holds that you're halfway there, so like a chotz yishir of a rabbim. So b'diyeve, the din Torah would be good because the Torah was issued by a rabbim. A full rabbim would be shloisha. So when you get to ben shemizum, and shloisha would be a chayv, and shnaim would be a rishus. It's a chiddush. Anyway, that's what it seems to be, what's going on over here. The assumption is that in order to have a rabbim, you have to have shloisha. Let's say the din safik tumah b'shus hayochid, Sveikai Tomei, Safik Tumah B'Shus Rabim, Sveikai Tohor. So the definition of B'Shus Rabim, the Gemara says the first daf in Shnei Nazirim. Taisus on the first daf in Nida. The first Taisus in Nida quotes that Gemara. For those who are not familiar with Nazir, everyone knows Nida better. So the first daf in Nida, the first Taisus in Nida quotes that Gemara from the middle of Nazir. Taisus in Chulan quotes it also. That the Gemara says in Nazir, the first daf in Shnei Nazirim, that if you have three people, it's considered a B'shus Haram for purposes of Safik Tum, a B'shus Haram, a Sveika Tohar. So what if the three people are women? Is it also called the B'shus Harabim? Or they only say it's called the B'shus Harabim if you have three men. Because the Gemara has an expression over here on the top of Mem, Hem, and Beis. The fourth, fifth line from the top. Ha-mei anashi kitrei gavri damyan. Even if you have 100 women, it's not called a rabbim. It's considered as if you only have two men. You have to have three men in order to be considered a rabbim. If you have 100 women, it's not considered a rabbim. So there are some rishonim who say like that. On the first daf in Nida, Tosis has a certain kasha. So the Rashba quotes v'yesh omrim on the first daf in Nida. The Rashba quotes v'yesh omrim that three women don't count to be considered a safik tumah b'shus rabbim. The Gemara talks about Chavir Asah and Oysa Soysa B'mito. The two women are carrying a third woman in a bed. The woman is unable to walk. So Tosis is bothered with the kasha. No, if you have three women, so and it's a case of a Safik Tumah, so why shouldn't I treat it as a Safik Tumah B'shus Rabbah Sveika Tahar? So the Rishonim work on that kasha. So the Rashba says, Yesh Omrim, the three women don't count. Just like the Gemara says here, that a Rabbim has to be three men. you have three women, it's not called a rabbi. But then the Gemara says, so what? So, but there is a din that three women can bench mezumen. There is a halacha. The Gemara quotes the din. And the Mishnah says, Noshim avonim ktanim eim izanim aleim. So the Gemara says it means, can't be mitzarf women to men to make a zimun. But if you have three women together, or three avonim together, the Gemara has on the second line from the top, Toshma noshim izamnes liatzmam. Avodim izamnim liatzmam. Noshim avonim ktanim together. You're not mitzarf women with men or women with avodim because of pritzus, but three women alone can be mizam. So the Gemara says, but we usually assume that women not only do not constitute a tzibur when they need a davish bigdusha, they don't even constitute a rabbim when you just need shloisha. So the Gemara says, here it's an exception to the rule. Shani hasim dika deis. Sof kol sof, you have three women, each one is benching, so you can bench mezumah. So this is what led some rishonim to say that women benching mezumah is only a reshus. That's a machlokes rishonim how to read this gemara. Tosis with the rosh there on Amud Beis. Shani hasim dikadeyos. If you have three women, for sure it's a reshus to bench mezumah. But the shaila is it a chayva or not? So the Vilna Gaon in Shulchan Aruch writes, he thinks we should follow the rosh. The Rosh says that three women are mechuyev to bench mezumah. But Rashi and Tosis learn in the Gemara, no, that three women, how can they be mechuyev? The Gemara said that afila me'anashi ketrei gavir damyon. That women, even if 100 women, are only the equivalent of two men. So the Gemara thought that does not show they don't have a full din rabim. It's only ketrei gavir damyon. So does not show the fact that three women can bench mezumah. Doesn't show the shnayim she'och lukachas is rashoim. It's a mizamnim. Mara says not necessarily. Two men is still less than three women. Okay, but the simple reading in the Gemara, that's how Rashi and Tosafot read. The simple reading in the Gemara is that three women is only a reshus because you can't really give it the full status of a rabbi. And that's the shaila. How would this carry over? Should it carry over to the din of sofik tuma b'shus a rabbim also? That if you have three women, it's called Bishus Ayochid, it's not called Bishus Ram. Would it carry over to the din in the Mordechai? You have three Shabbos. Women? No, Shabbos, you gotta have quite a crowd to be called the Bishus Arabi. Bishus Arabi Shabbos, not enough three people, yeah.
Right, but they're all women?
What if they'll all be women? The Shisha Reba people will all be women.
I mean, theoretically.
Yeah. that's a different definition. That's a whole Shishim Rebo. Some of that you do count from the original Shishim Rebo is only men. It's not women. But the Pashtis, that's a different word of Rabbi. It's a different concept of Rabbi.
How could a woman not be part of the Rabbi? You would have men and a woman that's Mr. There would be another man there. There would be soft to
Shusaram.
You see two men and a woman
have a dinner. I don't know. That's a good kasha. Yeah. I don't know. Could be the Rashba has that taina. I don't remember. I have to look the Rashba on the first daf and need on that based on it all. He doesn't accept. Most of the Rishonim don't accept that opinion, that three women don't count for the purposes of Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim. Most of the Rishonim reject that. But that's l'chor the concept that the Gemara is driving at over here. That there's a... Even if you should assume, like Rav Moshe, that the need for Asara to be able to say Kaddish and Kedush and Baruch Hu is only with the Rabbanon, but if you do have Asara and you recite the Kaddish and Kedush, Mestama, that is a Kiyum Deraisa. To recite the Dovish and Kedush of Asara, Mestama, is a Kiyum Deraisa. And then the Gemara is being Mechadish to recite the Shevach Takodish Baruch Hu, Bishloisha. There's also a Pesachim, perhaps even the Raisa, based on a Drosh Gemurah from Tilim or from Dvorim, from Chumash. And that's what Ben Shemizuman is all about. it's a high level of Bichas HaMoslem. A Shevach that's recited by Rabbim or the Tzibur is a higher form of a Shevach. Yeah. So the Mishnah says, but there are certain restrictions. Shlosh Achach HaYav Lezameh, there's a Chiyuv. Achal demaya ma'aserishin shemitlit shemosel and ma'aserishin behegdish aniftu Hashem shachal kazayis v'akusim izamnim alav. Even if he ate some questionable foods, demay. If he ate non-kosher food tevel, he's not mitzdarf to zimah. But if he ate the mai is that if you buy peris from an amoritz, bizman atanoim, they took a survey, and it turned out that the ruba of the amoritz were ma'asrim, but there's a miut of amoritz were not ma'asrim. So they made exerid that whatever food you buy from the amoritz, even if he swears on a sefer Torah that it's gemeister, you're not allowed to take his word for it. A chumra midirabon. But it was only a chumra. It was instituted by Torah's chumra. It wasn't interested. There were dinim derabbanim that were, let's say, basa b'cholav, if it's not derech bishul. If you mix together meat with milk, but you didn't cook it together. So that's a real isa derabbanim. But the mai is a lower level of an isa derabbanim. The mai was only instituted by Torah's chumra. So that's what the Gemara says later. How come they can bench mezuman? The Gemara's going to ask that kasha. He ate the mai. Where's the Gemara? Ochal the mai. Here, amem zayinam and aleph. 15 lines from the bottom. Ochal demai v'holei chazilei, but it's not kosher. You're not allowed to eat demai. So the Gemara answers, kibni boy mafka le'nichse. V'havi oni, if he would be mafka, all of his assets, he would be an oni. V'chazilei, then he would be allowed to eat the demai. This not, we have a machlekes hatanai. Machilim sanim demai, v'sach sanye demai, machlekes b'shame b'sil, b'shame yom, e machilim sanim demai, v'sach sanye demai. B'shame hold, there's no heter, there's no kula. You're not allowed to feed demai even to the anim. We pass like b'silo. Like it says in the Mishnah, yes, machilmas anim demai. You are permitted to feed mai to the anim. So even though I'm a multimillionaire, but I could have theoretically, before I ate, no, I could have been mafka all of my assets, I would have been an oni, and in the state of an oni, I would have been allowed lechatchila to eat demai. Well, why would I be allowed to? Because demai was only introduced by Torah's chumra. It was never really introduced as a real issa. That's why the Mishnah says that you don't recite the bracha and hafrosh as demai. And all other mitzvahs that are born in the recited bracha. That's the Gemara in the sugya of Chanukah. The Gemara says, when you light Neres Chanukah, you say, Asher Kedushonu b'mitzvah, so it's one of the Hadik Ner Chanukah. So the Gemara asks, how come when you mafrish demai, you don't say a bracha? Demai is also a chiyuv in the Rabbanim. So the Gemara answers, no, demai is much less of a chiyuv than Hadlokas Neres Chanukah. Demai was only b'toras chumer in the first place. V'haraya, machilim esanim demai v'esach sanya demai. So demai, even though it's aser, it's not the same as a real tevel. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, Ochal tevel, you're not mitztarif lizimun. A contrast between demai, which is make-believe tevel midirabonon, the Torah's chumra, as opposed to bona fide tevel. Ochal tevel is not mitztarif to zimun. So the Gemara asks, Ochal tevel, here was Ochal tevel, here. On daf mem zayinam and base on the second white line. Tevel pshita. If he eats tevel, he's not mitztarf to a zimun pshita. So gemar la tzircha be tevel tovim midirabban. Hechidam he bought to chain a nokuv. He ate bread, and the bread didn't grow in the ground. The bread grew in a notzitz chain a nokuv. He still say hamoytzi in birchas hamazon on it. But it's only tevel midirabbanan. Tevel midatar is only if it grew in Eretz Yisrael. Strictly speaking, an otzit she'en anokuv is chutzlaretz. But since the otzit she'en anokuv is positioned in Eretz Yisrael, it's on the ground in Eretz Yisrael. So it's chayvin shumus amaisis midirabbanan. So that's what the Mishnah means to say. If he ate, the ma'ay is only a chumre of, it's only tevel midirabbanan b'toras chumre. So then you are mitztarif lizimun. But if he ate tevel, real tevel midirabbanan, so then you're not mitztaref lizimun. Then the Mishnah is going to give a list of other things. When you eat real macholas asuris, you're not mitztaref to the zimun. But if it's a little bit shaky, it's not an absolute iser. So then you are mitztaref to zimun. Yeah. What kind of a din is this? That whoever ate macholas asuris not mitztaref lizimun means that the bread is macholas asuris. Let's say he eats kosher bread. And the meat is an avelus of treif. So he has to bench based on the bread alone without the meat. But it means the bread itself is treif.
You said the reason that he's not mitzvah is because it's a mitzvah of avera, or is it because that somebody eats machalos
asuris, it's mashne achiyuna? Right, so this is a big machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid. What's going on over here? Where is this in the
Rambam? Rambam seems to say that Rambam seems to say that's because it's a...
Right. The Rambam, and a lot of Rishonim agree with the Rambam. Rambam learns that you don't say a bracha at all, not before, not after. You don't say a bracha whenever you eat non-kosher food. And the Ravid is massing on the Rambam. He says, no, this is only a din in Zimun. You do say a bracha before and after. Yeah, the Rambam at the end of Perak Aleph and Hilchas Brochas Halacha Yutes and Chav, the last two halachas. Kol oichol dover ha'osa beim mezod and beim mishgoga. Einem mevorach alav loy betchila v'lo besof. No bracha is recited at all. And the Ravid is massing on the Rambam. The Rabbi says, no, the Mishnah goes on Zimun. In order to bench Mezumun, you have to have Shlosh Shoch Luka Achas. What does it mean, Ka Achas? So we learned at the end of the previous Perek, either they all had Hesedah, or Yeshiva the Danke Hesedah the two, you sit around the table, or if they didn't have Yeshiva around the same table, let's say they made up an event, Neisel and Echel Beduch the Plan. Like the Gemara told the story after Rab's funeral. So they were all going home on their way back to the yeshiva. So they all made up. They all took sandwiches. So they all made up. We're going to eat on the bank of the river. So there were no tables. There were no chairs. Everybody was eating on a big, on a grass. They were having a picnic on the way back from the film. So they were all eating. But since they said, Neisim and Echel Beduch the Plan, so that's called the Kriya. So they do bench Mezumah. So the only time you bench Mezumah is Shlosh Shachu Kachas. There's a Tziruf together. Tziruf together is only if people are not doing Averis. People are doing Averis and are considered as if they're doing on their own. There's a tziruf rabim ha'oisim ritzono shamokim is greater than yochid ha'oisim ritzono shamokim. If a rabim do a mitzvah together, so it makes it stronger. But when many people do an Avera, that's not called a tziruf. The Gemara has in the third parak in Sanhedrin, the Gemara has an expression, kesher rishoy meinam min aminyan. The Gemara is talking there about towards the end of the period of the Bais Rishon, when they went to surrender to the enemy. When the Babylonian soldiers surrounded Yerushalayim, so I already forgot who surrendered. One surrendered to the enemy, and he asked, "How many of you are?" The enemy asked, "How many of you are surrendering?" So he said, "Way, the majority." Rav Shaki, Shebna Sefer, said, "The overwhelming majority of the Jews in Yerushalayim are surrendering." So the Gemara says that since they were all sinners, Shem and his chevah were all sinners, so that they're not mitzarfim to make a roiv. That kesher rishay menem min aminim. So that's how they arrive it. You have also, in addition, there were other rishonim who wrote hasogas on the Rambam. So we have the hasogas of the Ramach. Every once in a while, the Kesef Mishnah will quote a hasoga from the Ramach. Here, the Kesef Mishnah doesn't bother to quote the Ramach because we have the arrive it on the daf. So you don't need the Ramach, but the Ramach has the same hasoga on this Rambam, the end of Perek Aleph. Every so often, the Ravid and the Ramach have the same Asoga. So here he has the same Taina, that the Mishnah only says that people who eat Macholos Asuras are not mitzarfim to a Zimun, because it's not kosher, since they're doing an Avera, if the bread is not kosher. If the bread is not kosher, they're not mitzarfim to a Zimun, because you can't call it Shlosh Yishach Luka Achas. But a bracha that would recite. You got to say a bracha before and after. What do you mean? How can you not say a bracha before and after? Then there's a son Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber accepts the opinion of the Rambam, even though a lot of Rishonim disagree. The Rosh is not happy with the Rambam. The Mechaber accepts the opinion of the Rambam. He's not alone. A group of other Rishonim say like the Rambam also. Then there's a further Machlokes. If one assumes already like the Rambam that no bracha is recited at all on non-kosher food before or after the food, it's not called Achila. Achila Bisa is not called Achila. So what if the doctor prescribes it? Let's achol on Yom Kippur. The doctor says he has to eat because it's a suffix hakon. Well, not on Yom Kippur. So non-kosher food. So the doctor says he has to eat this non-kosher food, otherwise he may lose his life. So he has a head to meet time for bracha nefesh. Would you say in such a case that he says a bracha on that? So that's a further machlokes. There's a further machlokes in Rishonim, Mefurish machlokes. And machlokes how to read the Rambam. What would the Rambam say in such a case? Would the Rambam agree that in such a case a bracha is recited? Or the Rambam still insists even in such a case a bracha is not recited? So the Mechaber paskins in such a case, you do say a bracha. Mechaber paskins that you do say a bracha. if it's a beheta, whether on Yom Kippur or Macholos Asur, if it's beheta, it's beheta, so you do say a bracha.
Why is this different?
Gemara says Keitz and Mevorech. The Gemara says if Harizah got Shigoz al Saw Shalchitim Tchan of Afor, Hivish Menachal Keitz and Mevorech and Mevorech al Menayitz. So the Rosh says from that Gemara it says Keitz and Mevorech. The Rosh says you see from the Gemara that he does say a bracha. The Rosh claims you see from that Gemara that he does say a bracha. Taisus learns on that Gemara he don't say a bracha. He's not allowed to say a bracha. And that's what the Kes Mishnah says. He thinks that's the mocker for the Rambam for that Gemara. So Taisus understood on that Gemara that a bracha is not recited, not like the Rosh says, that you see from the Gemara you do say a bracha. But Taisus understands that it's a Bichas HaMitzvah is not recited. A Bichas HaMitzvah is not recited. Even though he made a Shinui, he stole a Sor Shalchitin and he grinds it up, he makes it into Kemah, then he makes it into Alisha. And even though he made Shinuyim and Shinui is Kaina, after Shinui is Kaina, so there really shouldn't be any Din HaMitzvah of Avera. So the Gemara, so Taisus says, you see from the Gemara that Legabi Brocha Shiny, he treated like a Mitzvah of Avera that you're not allowed to say a Brocha. That's why it says in Shulchan Aruch that even if you Kaina, the Lulav and the Esrig, Alidei Shinui, and you are Yaitze the Mitzvah, because Mitzvah of Avera doesn't apply after you Kaina the Shinui, but when you get the Brocha with Machmer, that we still treated like a Mitzvah of Avera. But one can say that that's only when you get the Birchas HaMitzvah. It never says in the Gemara about Birchas HaNenen. Birchas HaNenen is a different Shaila. That the Rambam claims that no Brocha is recited. Yeah. Why do those Rishonim hold that? The Ra'or, on our Mishnah, the Ra'or wrote a Chibur on the Rif. We have the Rabbeinu Yair on the Rif. There are many other Chiburim on the Rif. So the Ra'or's Chibur was Rabbi Yonah Simul Donel. We have also on the Rif on Brochas. We have a few. So the Ra'oz, Chibur on the Rif, he writes the Beis Yosef quotes it every so often. Mishnah Berurah quotes it every page. The Ra'oz on Kedusha, Ra'oz on Brachas. So the Ra'oz of the opinion that even Mamakam Sakana also you don't say a bracha. So he says, why? Because the fellow, a religious person, doesn't want to eat the Macholas Asuras. It's only the Oynes Rachmana Patre. So since he's eating Ba'oynes, so no bracha is recited. And from this, the Ra'or comes up with a chiddush that what if someone holds a gun to my head and they tell me to eat this food, kosher food? I said, I'm not hungry now. He said, you eat the pizza or I shoot you. So, you eat the tuna fish sandwich or I shoot you. Kosher, it's kosher. So I wash and I say, I'm right, and I eat the food. So is that true? I'm not really hungry now for the food. If not for the fact that he's holding a gun to my head and threatening to kill me, I wouldn't have eaten the food. Do I say a bracha or not? So the Ra'or says you don't say a bracha. Just like you don't say a bracha even if you eat non-kosher food, l'shem pikuach nefesh. Because what's the whole head to eat l'shem pikuach nefesh? Pikuach nefesh decha kol tarah kula, so you treat it like an oynes. So you see, whenever you eat food v'oynes, you don't say a bracha. So hu adinami, if you're not hungry for this food at all, I just finished eating. I don't want to eat another sandwich. And someone threatens to harm me unless I eat the food, so I'm eating it machmas oynes. So no bracha is recited. So the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch splits between the two cases the opposite way. The Ramah quotes the Ra'or that if someone holds a gun to my head and he says, you eat this, I say, I'm not interested in eating this kosher. It's kosher l'mahadran. I say, I'm not interested in eating it. So the Ramah quotes the Ra'or that if he forces me to eat it, you don't recite a bracha. But if you eat the non-kosher food, then you do say a bracha. The Mechaber quotes, Mechaber passes like the Ramah made, that if you eat non-kosher food, not bracha, so you say the night before, not after. And then there's a Machlek Zerishan, what if the non-kosher food is eaten the makam Safik Sakana, Avadai Sakana? So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you do say a bracha. So the Ra'or holds not, so the Ra'or holds you don't say a bracha even the makam Sakana. Why? Because it's achil ba'ainis. He really wouldn't have wanted to eat the non-kosher food. But he has no choice. Ayinis Rahman Patri has no choice. So the Ra'or postulates a klal. Whenever the person eats ba'ainis, no bracha is recited. So this leads him to his chiddush number two, that not only if it's non-kosher food he eats it, machmas b'koch nevish, no bracha is recited, even if it's kosher food, and someone holds a gun to my head and they threaten to kill me unless I eat it, I didn't want to eat it, so no bracha is recited. So that the Ra'or does paskin like. The second did. The first thing he doesn't pass away. So the Shari Tshuva quotes the Panim Meiras, who has a Taina. How did the Ramah paskin like half of the Ra'or without paskin like the other half of the Ra'or? So the Mishnah Berurah says, no, the Ramah holds that they're not Toli Zebzeh. Yeah, but they're not Toli Zebzeh. Interesting. The opposite from the way one would have suggested. He says that the non-kosher food, you don't say a bracha before or after, is only if it's bis, whatever, it's beheter, so because nefesh dechav kala tarkum, so it's mutter. Mutter is mutter. But over here, when someone threatens to kill me, unless I eat the food, I'm not really interested in eating, this is called achil b'aynes, so achil b'aynes doesn't count.
Huh? He's not hungry. The person's not hungry. Just eats it to be sociable. I really can't.
No, that was my decision. So I made a decision to be sociable, not to hurt the food.
It has nothing to do with how hungry you are.
No.
If it's your decision.
Drinking water, you're just drinking because everyone else is drinking. No, I'm not really thirsty. So water, the Gemara says, only shows the mind with someone. You're not thirsty enough. But other food, if I decide I want to eat and to drink, even though I'm not hungry, as you said, bro. But if the whole compelling factor in eating the food is machnas oynes, so then there are more paskas like there are that achila ba'oynes doesn't count. Oynes rachmana patri cancels the mice, it's considered as if he didn't do it. No bracha is recited.
Once
So it's not a kasha. So it's not a steer. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes. He doesn't see that it's a steer. Even though Ra'or put the two together, how in the world did the Ra'or derive one from the other? It's Peladik. The Ra'or puts the two together. He thinks that based on, he understands the Mishnah like the Rambam, not like the Ravid. That not only there's no Zimun, there's no Bracha recited at all. And he says the reason why not Bracha recited, because it's Ba'inus. What do you have to say because Ba'inus? Anyway, Aloha, we don't accept that Ra'or. Yeah.
What happens
in honest? I'm not going to go to anymore. I don't know. He says, Patre, it's not considered an achila. Whatever activity a person does, machmasainas, is discounted. Oinus commando le'obidon. Whenever a person does something on the threat of death, is considered as if he never did it. There is a machlokes. There are two kinds of oinus. There's an oinus b'shevi al tasev, la nara l'sasadom. The girl had no ability to protect herself, so that's oinus mamish b'shevi al tasev. They didn't do anything. So that's, or let's say a person gives his wife a get ala tanai im loy bosi mikan v'ad shloshim yom. If I don't come back within the next 30 days, the wife is complaining that he's never home, he's always running away to make money for business, she doesn't have a husband. So she says, I don't want all your money, I want companionship. So she wants the husband should be home. The husband says, he's going to come home, don't worry, I'm not going to spend more than a month away. And he says, he gives her a get, and he says, if I don't come back within 30 days, I really get her. Then the husband is, after 1 week of business, the husband is prepared to come back, and there's a worldwide strike, he's in Africa. There's a world strike on all the boats and all the airlines, it's impossible for him to come back. So the Gemara says that the key matanai that was done by this doesn't count. And when Atari they get this bottle. When Atari they get this bottle. Key matanai that he did by this does count. So that's Mamish Anis Meshav Atas. He couldn't do anything about it. But then there's a different kind of Anis over here. The person, in order to save his life, makes up his mind that he's going to do a certain activity. But that's a decision that he made. Like you said, everybody's eating, so I don't want to stand out, so I eat also. So that's a decision. I want to be sociable. See, the person makes a decision, I don't want to lose my life, so I'm going to decide, for the sake of Pikuach Nefesh, I'm going to eat the food. So that's a machlokes in Rishonim, whether that's also called oinus. Because if they pressure me to do an aveira, otherwise they're going to kill me. So that's called Pikuach Nefesh. Okay, Pikuach Nefesh is Decha Kala Tarkuva. If it's not the Gimel Aveira Sachamuris. But would you consider that oinus also? To say oinus Rachmana Patre. So that's a big machlokes in the Rishonim. So there are apparently things that that's called Aynas. The Gemara says, yeah. The Gemara says that people make decisions to sell a property based on all kinds of considerations. Sometimes they're really interested in selling the property, sometimes they're not interested in selling the property. But they need assets, they need money, so they sell things that they cherish very much. So the Gemara says, what if someone holds a gun to my head and he threatens to kill me unless I sell the property, and he's going to pay me the full amount of money? So tell you, the Yoiv, if they hold a gun to my head and they threaten to kill me unless I give him the property, b'matana, I sell him a $1 million house for $1,000, so that's tell you, the Yoiv. So that's not, there's no reason that he agreed to that. That doesn't count. But tell you, b'zavin, they paid me approximately the right amount for the house. They paid me the right amount for the house. Except that my decision to sell was in order to save my life. So we paskin the Gemara that that's a good mecha. Tell you, b'zavin, zvinin, zvinin. We paskin the Gemara that it is a good kinyan. Why? Because what's the difference? What brought him to this conclusion? Yeah. So that's a taina. That's a taina. How can there be? How can that's a machalek? Is the Rambam and other Rishonim? Is that called ba'oynis? When I make a decision to do something, machmas pachad misa. Is that also called oynis? And you say no. Oynis is only b'sheid altas, but the person simply had no option, had no brera to avoid it. Like with anara l'sasa dover or paske mavra. He wanted to come back within 30 days from his business trip. And there was a strike. There was mamsh, nothing he can do. So he calls his wife and he said, Chazud Asoy. He says, I want to come back. Read in the newspapers. Look on the news. There's a strike in transportation. It's impossible to come back. So that for sure is Einus. What if a person decides to do something, machmas pachad mis? So it's a good title. What do you do with the Gemara? By Tal Yuzan. But this is a famous machlekes harishayim. So the Ra'o holds that doing something, machmas pachad mis, is considered oynus, and it's called achila ba'oynus. It's called achila ba'oynus, and no bracha is recited, even though it's beheta pikuach nefesh. We pass through shulchan aruch natza. We pass in if there's beheta pikuach nefesh, you do say a bracha. The Ra'o holds you don't say a bracha, and based on that, no bracha is recited because it's ba'oynus. He extends it to the next case. If they threaten to kill me unless I eat kosher food, that no bracha is recited. So there are more paskins like the second. That no bracha is recited.
Is the right of reading the Mishnah just like a regular din of, let's say, not counting a mumer to a minion, so too you're not going to count this balavera to a zimun?
No, if the balavera is eating kosher food, you are mitzarif him to the zimun. But whoever's eating non-kosher food, if the bread is non-kosher, the food over which you're going to recite the benching is the bread, namely. So if the bread is not kosher, so you can't call it ochlu ka'achas. It's like Shloshe Shachlu Shaloi Kachas. One is sitting in one room, one is sitting in different. Even though they're sitting at the same table and cracking jokes together and eating together, it's not considered Ochlu Kachas. Because Keshe Rishon Meina Min Aminyan. People doing Averis are not Mitztar from Yachad. There is an exception to the rule. Where do we have a case that people do Averis and are Mitztar from Yachad? Yabba Din Avirni Dachas. If the Rav here does Averis Zorah, then Mitztar from Yachad, they get a different Oynish. Okay? So that's an exception to the rule where you say that the people doing an aver are mitzvah from together in the aver. But here, when you get to most cases, there are some math points that out, like Gemara and Sanhedrin. But most of the time, we say that people who are doing an aver are not mitzvah from yachad to be considered rabbim shein ha'is mitzvah shalmokim. You have the reverse. Rabbim moshe mitzvah shalmokim has a special status. So halacha lemaisa, we follow that Ramah, that one who eats ba'oynis, oynis rachmana patre, since he didn't want to eat the sandwich, he's only eating machmas pachad niso, so that's oynis rachmana patre, it's not called achilu. But if a person eats machmas sofek sakana, he has to eat non-kosher food, so the halacha says that he's supposed to do it. So that's not considered ba'oynis. That's not considered ba'oynis. When does the Ramah discuss oynis? The Ramah talks about, let's say, person is, his life is threatened unless he worships Avodah Zorah, does Gilei Arayis as Shvichas Damim. Leave out the Shvichas Damim. Let's say Avodah Zorah, Gilei Arayis, and he violates the Avera, Machmas Pachad Misa. So the din was, Yehorek Bal Yava, he wasn't, there's no het to Pikuach Nefesh by these cases, by Gilei Arayis, or by Avodah Zorah, or Shara, there is Befrahesi, Beshas Hashmad, there's no het to Pikuach Nefesh. What if he goes ahead and he violates the Avera in order to save his life? So the Rambam says, even though he violated the Avera, he says, Eman Ishimoso, you don't penalize him. The Rambam has a little sincerity out there. The Zaydis Rahmana Patrick, that's also called Zaydis. Even though it's a decision that he made out of his own free will, he decided he wants to save his life rather than to observe the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. That was his decision. So the Rambam says that's called Oynes, and then it's Rachmana Patri. So the Kes Mishnah there, we don't have a Raibe there, so the Kes Mishnah quotes the Ramach. Here we have a Raibe, so he doesn't bother quoting the Ramach there. Milchus, you say that there, and you don't have the Raibe and the Hasag. So the Kes Mishnah quotes the Ramach, and the Rana Sanhedrin quotes a group of Rishonim who disagree with the Rambam. They hold, no, that's not called Oynes Rachmana Patri. Oynes is only Oynes B'Shei V'Altasa. Here the Din says that there's no Heta Pikuach Nefesh. He wasn't supposed to violate the Aveira. So this was a decision that he made of his own free will. So they hold that that's not called Oynes. So this Ra'or, we accept La Halacha this Ra'or, that if they threaten to, I'm not hungry for this tuna fish sandwich. I'm not really interested in eating it. So someone threatens to kill me unless I eat it. So then we apply the rule of Oynes Rachmana Patri, not Patri from the Oynes. Oynes is Kemanda Lo Yavid. If I did something machmas oynis, not only in oynis b'shevi al tasa, but I couldn't have avoided it, in oynis b'kum b'yasei, but I really didn't want to do it, I just did it, machmas pikoch nefoshes, is oynis kemanda lo yobi. It's considered as if I didn't do the achila. The achila doesn't relate to me, it happened by itself. And I don't recite a bracha before or after.
You all hold that in a shashmar, or even to tell them to change the color of this smachnal.
So you would say that in this case you would have to be concerned like a Yarubal Yavar, and you wouldn't be cooked with him, so you wouldn't say cooked with him. The Gemara says, B'shas Hashmar, even it's Rochnal, that's Arashim. Yeah. Yarubal Yavar, the Din of Yarubal Yavar. But the Shaila is, what if the person decided not to observe the Din of Yarubal Yavar, and he violates the Din in order to save his life? So the Rambam says, whenever the din required that he should have given up his life, and he didn't, so then the Rambam says he did in order to save his life, that's called oynes. Oynes, when a person chooses to do something at his own free will, but he does it machmas pachad misa, so the Rambam considers that the same as oynes. And there are all holds the same, and there are those who disagree. Why is it called oynes? Had the prayer not to do it. So we paskal like this, Rambam, that no broch is beside, a big chiddush.
Even
Kazai's a Prussian, but the place is great. Above the Machai was the Sabbath. So, how could you do Zimur? Kazai's alone would not be Machai in the Deus. But the Rabbanim is done, he would leave the bench on the Kazai's bread alone. The Mali that he ate non kosher meat with the bread, but the bread alone was Machai.
We don't know the Marathi. That's
I mean, if Kesher Rishayim in a minyan, so how do you learn out that there's a Tziref Asura from the Meraglim? They did an Avera. Amasa Leida Harazais, it's a good Kesher. The whole din of Tziref Asura is learned up in the 10 Meraglim who are doing an Avera together. It's a good Kesher. I guess you just learn out that the word Eda means 10 people. I don't know. Because the Gemara learns out, the Bishavtu Heidu Vitzilu Heidu, the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin learns that. Shavta Eda, Sanhedrin has to have 23 members. Why? You have to have the potential of having Shavta Eda, 10 Dayanim saying Chai Misa, the Yitzilu Eda, the potential of having 10 Dayanim saying Potter. But if 10 against 10 is going to be even, so you have to have Ein Bezim Shoka, you have to have one more. But if you only have one more, so you can only acquit the person based on the Rav Avecha. In order to give an Oynish Misa, you have to have a Rav Shnai. So you have to have already 22. And 22 is the Chayim Bez and Shokel, maybe a split 11 and 11. So you have to have 23. So if you have 23, so you have a potential of having a Roy Lechim. So that's how the first Mishnah establishes this whole principle that Sanhedrin for the Foshes requires a Bezna of 23. So they learn out that the word Meshavta Ho'eda, Eda doesn't mean a minion. It just means 10 bodies, 10 people, 10 members of the Bez. You have to have the potential of 10 people saying Chayim. So here also, I guess, you just learn out, Masal Eda Haraza is. Doesn't mean that they constituted a minion. There were 10 bodies. There were 10 people. The mela we apply that, Dash to Besoch B'nai Israel, we learn out that Eda has the connotation of 10 because the word Toch appears. The word Toch is in connection with 10. It's an interesting kashman. Okay. Nachamal, so what does the Mishnah make a contrast? So there's a fundamental machlekes over here. The Rambam against the Raivet and the Ramach, the Masigim, the Rambam, and that's where we pass on Shulchan Aruch. Rambam understands the Mishnah that Amachos Asu is not Broch is recited at all. And the Raivet and the Ramach, and many other Rishonim say no, it just means that it's not called Shlosh Shoch L'Kachas. You don't have a Mezumin, but a Broch before and after you do so. One of the Sfardish Achreinim writes a very humorous line. The Chidah traveled around, the Chidah was a Meshulach for Yeshiva and Eretz Yosef. He traveled around Europe raising money. Wherever he went, he was always interested in Kisvayat. So wherever he went, he would go check all the libraries all over the world to see what Kisvayat we had. They were available. Let's say he was the first one who quoted all these Meiris, all the exotic Meiris, before they were printed. 200 years before they printed all these Meiris, he was quoting all the lines from the Meiri that had Chidushim. And he quotes a lot of this one. So in his travelogue, I think it's Magal Toiv, if I'm not mistaken. Like the Bartunur also traveled from Bartunur from Italy to Yerushalayim, so he also wrote the travelogue of all the different things that happened. So the Chidah is very fascinating. So he writes he was traveling through different parts of Europe. So he found a practice in some of the Sephardic communities. By the Ashkenazim, they never had such a wild idea. The Sephardim were very original thinkers. So they had, some had the practice. They wouldn't drink Stam Yenim all week long, but for Kiddush and Avdolah, they would use Stam Yenim. Ma pito. So they said, because Kiddush of Ayayin is a machlokes, but is the Raisa the Rabbana. So we assume that Kiddush B'dvarim is the Raisa. Al Ayayin is only the Rabbana. Places had what opinion Al Ayayin is the Raisa, but Hamavroch Tzach Sheyitim is only with the Rabbana. But the accepted opinion in Shulchan Aruch is that the whole concept of Broch Alakos is only with the Rabbana. Al Ayayin is only the Rabbana. So these Svarish Achreinim, they wrote in their Svarim, the Takana of Kiddush Al Ayayin preceded the Gzera the Rabbana of Stam Yayin. That was Baharaya, that there was some Rishonim thought that was Menatar. So it was all the way back from Maimon HaSinai. So even though we don't accept that opinion, we assume that that preceded. So when they made the Gzera the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to drink Stam Yayin, the later Chachamim had no right to make Gzera the Rabbanon to undo the original Din the Rabbanon. Since the earlier Chachamim made a din, you have to have Kiddush Al Hayayin. So at that time there was no prohibition of Stam Yayin. So at that time you could have made Kiddush and Abdullah. Over Stam Yenam, so even in the later generation, when they prohibited that's all week long, and a Shabbos Yantov Yalantov. So we don't follow that opinion. See, here some of the Achreinim have, also Sfardish Achreinim, they have such a tiny against the Rambam. How can the Rambam say that you don't say a broche on non kosher food? How can he say you don't say a broche? A non-kosher food, even though it's only non-kosher mid the Rabbanon. The Gemara has the contrast. Ochal demai is only a chumra mid the Rabbanon. He boy mafla nichs bahavala yana, he could have eaten it. Masheinik and ochal tevel, even though it's only tevel a tovel got, so he's gruel and otz, chain and oku. So that's only tevel the Rabbanon. So the steps are funny kasha. The takona to recite Birchas Hanenin preceded the, how do they know historically? They say the takona to recite Birchas Hanenin preceded historically the takana to require afroshes fumus and maestras on whatever grows in Eretz Yisrael and in Otz and Shein and Okum. So since the takana birchas hanenin preceded, so how can the later hachamim declare this food as non-kosher and therefore undo the earlier takana der rabbanan requiring a bracha? It's like ain't bezin yochel levatul divi bezin chaverim ken gan menim chachma v'minim. It's a funny kasha. Do you have to even give an answer on the kasha? It's a funny kasha. Gemara says a lot of times haymina chachamim derem a makam mitzvah. Let's say the chachamim prohibited carrying in a karmis. So what if it's on Shabbos? It's the yom hashmini. The baby boy was born on Shabbos and the bris is supposed to take place the next Shabbos. Mila bezman is derech Shabbos. And the next Shabbos, the mother forgot to bring the knife to the location where the baby is. So the only way to be able to perform the meal of his mother is by carrying in a karmelis. So the Gemara says, "Hamira chachamim divreim, b'makam mila, b'makam mitzvah." Even though, because of a chumra mid rabbanan not to carry in a karmelis, you're going to tell him to postpone the bris till Sunday. And atar is a mitzvah to perform the bris meal of his manas. It's a more mahuridik. It's a mitzvah b'shleimusa to do the meal of his manas as opposed to meal of shleim his manas. So, nonetheless, the Gemara says sometimes la'emina chacham devarim makam mitzvah, and most of the time yes, I mean devarim makam mitzvah. Most of the time, you assume when the chacham make a gzera derabbanan, it means the gzera has to be observed, even if it's going to prevent you from fulfilling a mitzvah deraisa. Sometimes they specifically were oikadam and atar. They said when Roshon falls on Shabbos, we prohibit you from blowing shofar. That was the they were gunning out against it. They were oikadam and atar b'shevel tasa. Hey, we're not talking oikadam and adur. The man in general din don't carry the karmelis. Now this din the rabbanon happens to come in conflict with the mitzvah and adur to perform milah bizman. So the Gemara says, and most of the time, hamidu chachamim deraim afilu b'makam mitzvah, afilu b'makam koris. Even in cases where it's in conflict. So we're going to say, the later chachamim made a din the rabbanon, it's going to make it impossible to fulfill an earlier takana the rabbanon. Since the takana of reciting Brichas Hanenen, how do they know all this? How do they know the history? The takana's Brichas Hanenen was made before the takana the rabbanon of an otzitz nok, otzitz shein and nok of an eretzol being chayv and shumas amaisis. So since the takana's Brichas Hanenen preceded, so you should have to say a bracha even on the food which is non, which was declared as non kosher in the later generations. Why? So we don't allow you to fulfill. We don't allow you to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa. Certainly, we don't allow you to fulfill the mitzvah rabbanon from earlier generations. What kind of a taina is it?
Perhaps just like
about
kiddush, since it's a day that said that's the day we're showing that's deraisa, so they knew that that came first. So too the gemara, the half unit of the gemara is that brachas hanenin is deraisa. So you can see that that was a very.
You mean you're proving that came first. Okay, proving that came. Okay. So these are, when they get such a ninefold, depends what came first. The whole thing is so humor. Okay, so you say historically, maybe you can ascertain what came first. When they get the ninefold, that it depends who came first. So if they quote a Gemara in Tainus, the Gemara talks about, there's no tzushtel at all. They quote a Gemara in Maseches Tainus. The Gemara says, it's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah maybe. The Midrabbana they established during the period of the Baishan, they established that every month in Darashtik was another Yontif. All the Yamitayim and Megillah's Tainas. Sometimes it was a 1 day Yontif, sometimes a 5 day Yontif, sometimes an 8 day Yontif, Chanukah is an 8 day Yontif. That you leave at Tachnun, like by the Chassidim, you leave at Tachnun every time there's a Yortzeit. So you leave at Tachnun every time there's a Yontif Midrabbana, and you're not allowed to, it's Megillah's Tainas. These are the days on which you're not allowed to fast. Not allowed to say hespid. So the Gemara says, what if a person took a neder to fast on a certain day, whatever for his sins, and he wants a kapar. So he takes a neder to fast during the next month. He's going to fast sheni machamishi visheni every week. Sheni machamishi every week. And then it turns out that one of the yomitovim begilas tainus happens to be on the sheni machamishi. So the Gemara says it depends what came first. The Gemara says it depends what came first. Whether did he take his neder before the Bezdin established the Yontif as a Yontif and Megillah's Tainus? Or did the Bezdin establish it as a Megillah's Tainus before he took his neder? So the Achrayim, these Svartish Achrayim, based it on that Gemara. See if in the Gemara that it all depends who came first. So the Pashto says that's a Yetzim and a Klal. They're talking about a neder is a Din Daraisa, the Yontif the Rabbanon is only the Rabbanon. So the din should have been that the neder is binding. So the Chachamim said that neder deraisa takes precedence over the yontif the rabbanon if the neder was taken before the rabbis established it as a yontif. But if the yontif came first, then it's a special din. They were machazik the amitav ma'migil stans. So yotzim in aklal in that gemara. The pashto says that gemara is not to be taken as a rule to extend the kol ha'terkula, that every din depends which din came first. What are you going to say? You're going to figure out when did Moshe Rabbeinu tell us all the Taryag mitzvahs, all the vasachas? It took him 40 years to pekalize the whole Torah. So you're going to have to figure out which din did he tell us first. Whichever din came first, those are going to win whenever there's a conflict. That's not one of the rules and regulations. Be'at koch nefesh is doicha kol ha'terkula. You don't have a rule that whatever came first wins. It's a shvera, very shvera. It's not accepted. So that is the Mishnah. This is the easiest part of the parish. The Gemara has a discussion regarding all of the cases in the Mishnah. How come these are not so bad and the others are worse? So Ochal Demai, even though Demai is awesome with the Rabbanon, but it's only B'teras Chumra. So since he boy mafka the nichsa v'havaliyani, and we pass in the Machlekes b'shamim misilu. That's on Mem Zainam and Aleph, 10 lines from the top, 10 lines from the bottom. And if he would have been an Ani, the din is like this. Anim are permitted to eat Demai. They don't have to, they can rely on the Rova Moritz Masunim. They don't have to be Marfish Trumas and Maisvis. Truly, you never have to be mafresh on the mind. We assume that amehuatz are not going to fool around with the truma. The maestros, you have to be mafresh. So the aniim don't have to be mafresh. What does it mean, achsanya? Achsanya means the soldiers in the army. Chayel shal amelach. The chayel shal amelach, ha-yisraelim o-nachrim. The Rashi writes, va-arei hem ki aniim, v'vishahem shalobim komam. That's a gemara. It's a who's considered a nani? Whoever doesn't have Masai Mzuz. What if the person has a lot of money in his bank account, but his bank is closed? It's a legal holiday thing. He just has no way to get any money. So on the day, or the person is traveling around, and he doesn't have any money with him right now. So whoever, an oshu who shalo b'mkomo, is dinakani. That's Mishnah's like that. V'im shalfi hashem shalo b'mkomo. An oshu shalo b'mkomo, we treat him like a nani. I remember we used to go to Rabbi Gerelich Shul to hear him give his fiery drushes on Shabbos afternoon. He used to be a Talmud Chacham, he used to learn Tmura there. Talmud Chacham learned Baravelvelos. He used to learn Tmura with a group of people, Rabbi Moshe Yagid and Rabbi Brunspiegel. I used to go, other boys used to go. But then on Matzai Shabbos, the Shaila was we could have theoretically walked home, just like we walked there on Shabbos afternoon, we could have walked home. So Rabbi Gerelich used to take money from the Pushkin, from the Tzedakah Pushkin Shul. He used to give us, and he said, we're not mukhiyev to reimburse the tzedakah because Hashirim shalomim kam have a din of anim. It's Mishnah, it's like that. Our pockets were empty on Shabbos. We didn't carry any money with us. And the din is, we have a din of anani. Ani who be also sure, so you're allowed to take from tzedakah. So that's what Rashi learns over here. These achsanya are the Jewish soldiers in the Jewish army. And since they're shalomim kam, and they have no money in their pockets, they have the din like anani. So they're permitted to eat the mine. Yeah. That's one pshat that Tosis has. Then Tosis says, "Inami b'achsan yishel nochrim." Tosis there, "Machilim es achsan yidmai," has the two pshat. Rishalmi has the two pshat. Whether it's talking about achsanya, chayel shemelach, the Jewish soldiers in the Jewish army, or the non-Jewish soldiers. Non-Jewish soldiers. So what's the problem? What's the issue of feeling them? Achovas asuris is no bifneiver. There's no shayla over here. So the answer is no. Tevel is muta b'hanah, but it's osa b'hanah shel kilu. You're not permitted to feed tevel to the behemoths. So the Shaila is, but the behemoths are not Jewish. What's wrong if the behemoths eat tevel? And tevel is mutar b'ano. The answer is no. But it's also b'ano shel kibul. If you consume the tevel, if you feed it to the behemoths, or you feed it to you have a non-Jew who's visiting by you, you're going to give him tevel to eat. So that's prohibited. You have to be mafresh first rooms. It's not the same as giving non-kosher food. There's no lif neighbor. But to give tevel, you're being mevatel a mitzvah of hafrashas trumas and maisvis. So if it's real tevel gomor, you're not permitted to feed it to the chayel, the soldiers who are not Jewish. But if it's only demai, then it's muta. Inami tais a second shot. Bachsan yishal nochem shita l'aleim hamelech. The goyish king requires of the Jews they should give food to the goyish soldier. V'kamakam dav kedmai tevel lo dim kein parei achoyv v'memmona sholkai. Parei achoyv or it's hanor shel kilui. It's hanor shel kilui. You have to come up. Parei achoyv is another story. So the Gemara explains why Demai is not so bad. Demai is not really an Issa Midrabban, it's just a Bitteres Chuma. Yeah. What's Maisa Rishon Shenitla Tru Masai? When you mafrish, when the farmer has all the tools, he's supposed to give 2% for a Truma Gleyma. He's supposed to give in order. He's supposed to give everything in order. And the Pasuk says, Malayoscha V'demacha Loisach, Rashi quotes it there, Amem Zainam and Aleph, six lines from the bottom, called Shmot Chabez, Meliyoscha V'demach Alosa Acher. So it's a very difficult pasuk. So the Gemara understands in the beginning of Tmura, that Hey, Adavog, Gemara says that pasuk goes on Mishana Seder HaHafroshes. You're not allowed to be Mafrish, Maiser Rishon before Truma Gedolah. Not to be Mafrish, Maiser Sheni before Maiser Rishon. If you're Mafrish in Tzchal. But if you're Mishana the Seder HaHafroshes, you're in violation of this din. It's a very difficult pasuk. How do you translate the word Meleyoscha v'demach aloy sa'achem? The Ben Ezra has a humorous pshat from one of the Karoi. He quotes Ben Buta, I think, somebody. He says, you're not allowed to postpone getting married and having children. So he says, Meleyoscha means when your wife is pregnant with the baby, and demacha means yishich bazer. So you're not allowed to postpone having babies. So he says, so the pasuk should say the reverse. Demacha Meleyoscha lo sa'achem. So the Ben Ezra says, no, we don't know pshat in this pasuk. You have to follow what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Malayoscha goes on the Truma, but the Macha goes on the Maaser Rishon. how in the world does the word Le'os L'macha, how does it come to mean Shemadol Ma'aserishin, is a problem. Is a problem. Rashi and Chumash breaks his head, Rashi and the Gemara and Tamura breaks his head. But that's the Gemara has a tradition. This post that goes on Mishana the Seder HaHafroshes. First he's supposed to be Mafrish Bikurim. And then he's supposed to be Mafrish Truma Gedolah. Then Ma'aserishin and then Ma'aserishin. He's not supposed to be Mishana the Seder HaHafroshes. The Gemara says Loika. If you're Mishana the Seder HaHafroshes, you're over on the Lav and you get Malkus. So the Gemara says, first he gives away, let's say, the farm gives away 2% to Truma Gedolah. Then he has to give 10% for Ma'aser Rishon and 9% for Ma'aser Sheni. When he gives the 10% for Ma'aser Rishon to the Levi, so the Levi has to take out Ma'aser Menah Ma'aser, he has to take out 10% from the Ma'aser Rishon, you give it away to the Kohen, and that's called Trumas Ma'aser, otherwise known as Ma'aser Menah Ma'aser. The Pasuk says that that Ma'aser Menah Ma'aser has the exact same status as Truma Gedolah. When the lady gives the Trumas Ma'aser to the Kohen, that's considered Chadogan Me'agor Mecham Le'em and Agerke. That has the exact same status as Trumas Gedolah that the farmer is Mafrish. Chadogan Me'agor Mecham Le'em and Agerke. Ma'aser Menah Ma'aser says the same thing, that if a Zar eats it, it's Misim Le'Shamayim. And if he eats a B'Shogig, he has to give Karam L'Chaimish. And when he gives it, it's Tashlum and Nas and Truma. Whatever he gives becomes Kodesh B'Kushas Truma. All the exact same dinim as Trumas Gedolah. So the Mishnah says, if a person eats Ma'aser Rishon, Shenitlo Trumasai, he can bench. That's normal. Every Ma'aser Rishon is Nitlo Trumasai. You take out the Ma'aser Menah Ma'aser. Kozman, you don't take out the Ma'aser Menah Ma'aser, it's considered Tevel. The Ma'aser Rishon is considered Tevel. And whoever eats it, it's Misa B'dei Shamayim. But after he took out the Ma'aser Menah Ma'aser, so of course it's Mutas. So what's the Chiddush? The Mai is a Chiddush, even though he ate Macholos Asuras, he still benched Mezum and he still said Brach. But what does it mean, Ma'aser Rishon Shenitlo Trumasai Pshita, the Gemara asks. Don't think about that. Tzicha Ela, Shehikrimo B'Shibolim. We talk about a case, the farmer was Mafrish Ma'aser Rishon before he was Mafrish Truma Gedolah. Are you not allowed to do that? Rashi quotes the Pasuk Leos from the Macha Lo Sa'achar. So Rashi explains in other places the real prohibition of Mishana Seder HaHafroshes only applies after he already did Meruach. You have to have Meruach and Riyas Tnei Abayis. Then it becomes Tevel Gomer. Then is the full Chi of Chal to be Mafrish Trumas Ma'isris. So then you have to be Mafrish Ala Seder. What if the farmer is Mafrish Bishibolim? He didn't even do the Meruach yet. He didn't even get to the first step yet. First step is you have to have Havoah Shlish. Has to grow in the ground Shlish Bishulo. Has to be at least one third of the full size. If it didn't grow Havoah Shlish, it's treated as Eitz B'Alma. And it's not Chayv and Shumas and Maises. So the first step is Havoah Shlish. The second step is Tolosh. You have to be Koitzrit. You can't be Mafrish, Shumas and Maises, but it's still Mechuba Lekark. So, even if you're mafrish before you tolosh it, it's not chal. Even the yavid is not chal. But after it had havoah shlish, it has a shein pri, and then you have the ktsira, you detach the ground, it's tolosh. So then you're not mechuyev to be mafrish trumas ma'is until you do miroach and riyas neyabayis. But if you are mafrish bishibolim, higdima bishibolim, he's magdim the ma'iserishon before the truma gedola. Bishibolim, everything is all together. He didn't even remove the psolus from the ochel yet. He didn't even do the meruach yet, let alone the rias from the abayis. So in such a case, he's not, strictly speaking, not in violation of this law of leos v'de machaloi sach. Rashi writes in one place, he was marim lavar ala lavazeh. Marim means he did a harama, he did a legal fiction, he did a trick, but strictly speaking, he wasn't over. The Acharon point out there seems to be a stira. This more appears in different Masechtos, Higdimo B'Shibolim. So one place, in Masechet Shabbos, I think Rashi writes that there's no Iser. Masechet Beitza, Rashi writes, Herim, Lavar, Ala Iser. So the Acharonim explain it's not a stira. Means that the Lav only applies, not to be Mashan and Seder HaFrosh, only applies after Miruach. Before, but it's still in the state of Shibolim, the Lav doesn't apply. But Rashi calls it a Harama. He did a stunt, he did a trick to be Mishan and Seder HaFrosh, but strictly speaking, it's not an Issa. So what's the din of such a case? Higdima b'shibolim, hifsh mena trumas ma'isa, v'l hifsh mena truma g'doyla. If you're mafrish, the ma'isa rishin before meruach, and before you mafresh to truma gdola, so then you're only mechuyev to be mafresh from the ma'aser rishon, the ma'aser mina ma'aser. You're not mechuyev to be mafresh truma gdola from the ma'aser rishon. Kidei Rabbo, that's what he says in the Emor Eish Lakish, ma'aser rishon shekdimo bishibalim. If you were mishanan, say the hafrashes before meruach, and you were mafresh first ma'aser rishon before truma gdola. So all you have to take out from the ma'aser rishon is the ma'aser mina ma'aser. There's no, it's not going to be tevel. If you didn't take out the truma gedola, put them in truma gedola shenema. How do you know? Or a meis men a truma sashem meisem and a meisem. What he sees from the pasuk only meisem and a meisem. Ati lo for lo truma gedola truma meisem and a meisem. You don't have to be mafrish both. It's enough if you mafrish the meisem and a meisem. So that's what the Mishnah is alluding to. That din meisem rishon shenitlo truma soi. I took out the meisem and a meisem, and I never took out the truma gedola. So the din is that it's kosher. Am I supposed to take out the Truma Gedola? You don't have to take it out. Rish Lakish said you don't have to. Ma'aser mina ma'aser amarta v'lo Truma Gedola Truma Gedola. You don't have to. But still it's funny. What does the Mishnah say? Shenitla menu ma'aser ish shenitla mimenu Truma Soi. No. So that's all that's required. So when the Rambam quotes this, the end of Perek Aleph, the Rambam quotes this Mishnah, in the end of Perek Aleph, he writes on Lashon, and the Meiri writes this in different places. I remember from Pesachim, it could be that he has it in a few places also. He says like this, that you're really being mafsid the Kohanim over here. Let's say the farmer has 100 units of whatever it happens to be, dog, tirish, yitza, oranges, potatoes, carrots, whatever it happens to be, 100 units. So you really should have taken out 2% Truma Gedola, 2 units, and then 10% Ma'aser Rishon. That's also a Shaila. Tosis and Gittin has two opinions. After you take out 10% for Ma'aser Rishon, it says you take out 9% for Ma'aser Sheni. Ma pitom, why 9%? Ma'aser is 10%. So the answer is you mafresh 10% of what's left. So if you took out 10% for Ma'aser Rishon, all you have left are 90 units. So you only have to take out 9% of the whole thing. So the Shaila said, why do you have to take out 10% for the Truma Gedola? If you took out 2%, if you took out 2% for Truma Gedola, so you only left with 98 units. So you shouldn't have to give 10 units for Ma'aser Rishon. It should be enough 9.8. And then you should subtract. I can't count. You have to take 98 minus 9.8. How much is that going to be? Whatever. And then take 10% of that. So Taisus has 2 days in Gittin. So one day in Taisus is that the Lashon HaMishnah is Labdavka. When it says 2% Truma Gedola, 10% Ma'aser Rishon, 9% Ma'aser Sheni, it's not accurate. It's not 10% Ma'aser Rishon, it's 9.8. Close to 10%. And it's not 9% Ma'aser Sheni, it's going to be a little less because you decided to give 2% for Truma Gedola. The other day in Taisus is noted, since theoretically Chitach has Pateris as Kolakri, Menatamika Radin, Truma Gedola Zain Lo Shir, so he really could have given a Mashiru and solved the whole problem of Truma Gedola. So the Maisa, the practice is you don't give Mashiru, people give 2%. The Gemara says that me the Bainan is, I in Bainan, you give 2%. If a person wants to be stingy, so instead of giving 1 out of 50, they'll give 1 out of 60. A person wants to be very kind, so let him give 1 out of 40. I wouldn't recommend you should give 10% Truma Gedola. Strictly speaking, if you give 10% Truma Gedola, it's all how Truma Gedola. There's no limit. You can't give 100% Truma Gedola. You have to have Reish Shish Arayon Nikor. So the Mishnai say, Oy, so call Garna Truma Gedola, no Yasub Alok Tlum. It's not Chal. You have to have Reish Shish Arayon Nikor. So you have to live a little bit over. You have to be mafrish anything from a chitach until you can be mafrish 0.00001 up until 99.99999. Anything. So whatever you mafrish is Truma Gedola Schal. So the Mishnayos recommend average person should give 1 out of 50, 2%. If you want to be El cheaper, you give 1 out of 60. It's not right to be stingier than that. If you want to be very kind, so don't give 5%, 10%. Just give 1 out of 40. Ayin Tayva gives 1 out of 40. So Taisus has one opinion, but since Mikra Adnini could have given Chita Achas, So if he would have given chitachas, it wouldn't have taken away from the cheshbainus of the ma'aser rishon, ma'aser sheni. So even though the ma'aser he does give 2%, and he only has left 98%, but he's mechuyev now to give ma'aser rishon, calculate ma'aser rishon according to what it could have been theoretically. So since theoretically he could have given chitachas, wouldn't have changed anything at all, so he has to give a full 10% for the ma'aser rishon, and then a full 9% for the ma'aser sheni. Those are the 2 days in Tosfos. It's fine. So let's say over here, the farmer goes and he's mafrish ma'aser rishon before truma gedayla. He's mafrish b'shibolim. So if he would have done everything in order, he would have first given 2% of 100 units for truma gedayla. Then he would give, let's say, 10 units for ma'aser rishon. Whatever opinion of Tosfos is going to be following over here. He's going to give 10 units for ma'aser rishon. Then ma'aser mina ma'aser, the lady has to give one of those 10 units to the kohen. So the kohen's going to get 2% straight out truma gedayla. Then he's going to get another 1%. He's going to get 1/10 of 1/10 ma'aser mina ma'aser. He's going to get 3% of everything. Now the farmer is mafsid the kohen. He gives ma'aser. He's mafrish b'shibolim. He's mafish ma'aser rishon. Bishbali means before mirah. He's mafish ma'aser rishon before he's mafish shem agdol. So he's mafish a full 10%. Fine. So now the lady has to give 1 out of 10. 1 unit out of 10. Fine. Now the farmer has left 90 units. So he's only going to have to give now shem agdola 2% of what's left. He's going to give 2% of 90. He's not going to give 2% of 100. So it's going to come, and if he has tons of tvur, if he has tons and tons, he has many farms. So it's going to be a major hefsid for the kohen. So the Rambam sounds like he says that the levi is not, in Dini Mominis, the levi is not supposed to benefit from this shtick. That the farmer was mafresh the ma'aser rishon before the Jumah Gedolah. Because of that, it's going to cause a hefsid mammon to the kohen. The kohen are going to get, they're not going to get a full 3%. They're only going to get 10% of the ma'aser rishon, which is 1 unit. Then they're going to get 10% of 90. They're not going to get 10% of a. They're not going to get 2% of 100. They're going to get, in addition to the 1%, they're going to get 2% of 90, not 2% of 100. So it's going to be a major hefsid. So from the Rambam is mashma that not mihilchas tevel, it's not mitam isa deheta, but mitam dine mominis, it's mishum gezel ashevet. It's not right. The Rambam writes, ma'aser rishon shenitlu chumasai, afal pi shelei nital mimenu cheshbon truma gedolo. Means you're being mafsid the kohanim a hefsid mammon. So really you should set aside, that's how the Miri spells it out explicitly, but that's the way it sounds in the Rambam also, without the Miri. You are supposed to, you're not finished yet. The Ben Levi is not allowed to eat up everything, the whole ma'aser rishon that he ate. He has to be mafrish ma'isa min ha-ma'isa, otherwise it'll be tevel, and he still has to be mafrish lefi cheshbon ha-truma shebo, to make sure that the kohanim don't suffer a hefsid mammon because of the shtick that the farmer did by his being mafrish the ma'aser rishon before the truma gedolah. So that's what the Mishnah is telling me. But tzricha l'shekdima b'shibolim hifrish menu truma ma'aser v'lo hifrish menu truma gedolah. And the din is that it's not tevel. And even though you don't just leave it at that, the levi is not supposed to eat up all of the ma'aser rishon that he has. He's supposed to give a certain amount to the kohanim to make good the hefsid mammon that the kohanim are suffering. Yeah, but he can make out a check. It doesn't make an issur tevel. It's not that he's eating macholas hasuris if he'll eat everything up before he gives it. And even if he does eat everything up and he does make out the check, so he's mafsid the kohanim. So he's over on the issur gezel, but you can't say that he's eating non-kosher food. He has to pay for it. What if I bought some food in a restaurant and I say, charge it to my account and I'll pay you next week. I'll pay you next month. So you say, I'm over on gezel. I'll pay next month. So that's what the Gemara is interpreting in the Mishnah. That there is something incomplete. He's eating ma'aser rishon shenitlu chumasai, v'lo nital mimenu cheshbon truma gedolah. He's still supposed to make good on it. So that's the chiddush in the Mishnah, that that's not called eating macholas asuris. But if he'll eat, then contrast in the Mishnah, if he'll eat ma'aser rishon shelo nitlo chumasai. What does mishnah lo nitlo chumasai means? He didn't even take out ma'aser and ma'aser. So that's mamish tevel. So the Gemara says, no, what that means is she nitlo mimenu. How does the Gemara interpret that line? Here, the third wide line on Mem Zayin on the base. Ma'aser rishon v'chule. Zagma pshita. He's going to eat ma'aser rishon. The lady will eat the ma'aser rishon, which they didn't take out ma'aser mina ma'aser. Of course it's tevel. The Gemara says, no, pshita. La'tzvich et galan shikdima bikri. This whole din that we had before is only hikdima b'shibolim. What if hikdima bikri, after they already did the miruach, then the farmers are wise guys in Mishanim to say the hafrash. It's going to be mafrish. Ma'aser rishon before Truma Gedoyla. So then this heter of Reish Lakish, the Kula Reish Lakish doesn't apply. Reish Lakish is din Ma'aser rishon shekdima b'shibol and patrim in Truma Gedoyla. There is no, it's not tovul. The Ma'aser rishon is not called, it's only tovul the Ma'aser min ha'Ma'aser, it's not tovul the Truma Gedoyla. That's only hekdima b'shibol. But if hekdima b'kri, he went ahead, the farmer went ahead and was koyre shem Ma'aser rishon before shem Truma Gedoyla. After the Meruach, Bikri means after the Meruach, the whole din of Reish Lakish doesn't apply. And it's not just an issue of dinim ominous, that you have to give the cheshbon of Truma Gedoyla, not to be mafsid the Shevet Kohanim, not to cheat, not to steal from them. It's a din of Tevel. So such a case, that's what the Mishnah says. Ma'u the tame of one might have thought, Kamalei Rapapa La'abaye, and Ma raised the question, maybe you should even apply the bottom of Amar Aleph. Maybe I should even apply Amalei Rapapa La'abaye, Hachi Afil Igdim Ubikri, the din should apply even Igdim Ubikri. No, Kamash Malon, like Abaye Ensin, the Kol Ma'asasef from Tarimu, if he's Mishana, the farmer's Mishana, the Seder, Ha'afrashas, after Meruach, then it's still Tevel, then the Ma'aser Rishon will not only be Tovel L'Trumas Ma'aser, it'll even be Tovel L'Truma Gedoyla. Yeah, and that Gemara, there are two opinions in Tosfos. On the top line, on Mem Zayin Beis, the Gemara says, "Am I Royis? How exactly do you formulate the difference in Halacha? Hikdima b'shibolim. If the farmer is mafrish, he rushes to be mafrish the Ma'aser Rishon before he's mafrish to Truma Gedoyla. Then the Ma'aser Rishon will not be tovel the Truma Gedoyla. It'll be tovel the Trumas Ma'aser. But if he's mafrish later, hikdima b'kri." Then the Ma'aser Rishon, he'll be Mishana the Seder Afrashas then, when Mafrish the Ma'aser Rishon before the Truma Gedoyla, then the Ma'aser Rishon will not only be Tovel the Trumas Ma'aser, it'll be Tovel the Truma Gedoyla. The Gemara says, how do you formulate the distinction? The Gemara says, Hai Idgin v'hai Loi Idgin. This already became Dogon, this already had its Miruach, and this didn't have its Miruach yet. So here the Tosfos in Shabbos, this Gemara appears in a few Masechtos. So one of them is Shabbos Tuv Chav Zayin on the base. There's a little Tosfos there that the Mishlei Melech always quotes. Tosfos has two opinions. How do you understand the Gemara? Is it to be taken literally idgin that you did miruach, or does it mean no, you did miruach and riyas pnei abayis? Because the chiyuv hafrashas trumas abayis is strictly speaking only sets in after riyas pnei abayis. If you just had miruach, you're not had chayiv in the din of tevel. But once you had miruach, so the cheftz is there. The riyas pnei abayis is necessary. The Rambam writes in the Pirush Mishnayos and Trumas, if you eat tevel after miruach, before riyas pnei abayis, there's no misa b'dei shamayim. Why? Because it's achilas aroi. The din derais of tevel is only if you eat achilas kevel. We're used to thinking that that's a din derabbanan. If a person wants to eat tevel after miruach, before riyas pnei abayis, if he eats it achilas kevel, either melech is kevel, if he salts it, a bishul, if he cooks it, he eats it on Shabbos. So Shabbos kevas. If he buys it, mekach is kaveh, all the different things that are kaveh. So we're usually used to thinking that this din of achilas kaveh versus achilas aroi is a din de rabban. So the Rambam understands, no, that this is called the tikkun rabban, kein de raisa tikkun. This reflects on the nature of the din de raisa of tevel. The din de raisa of tevel is only if you eat an achilas kaveh. If you eat achilas aroi, there's no iser of tevel. That's how the Rambam understands the nature in the Pirush HaMishnayos, he writes. That's the nature of the din of riyas pnei abayis. Whatever you eat before Riyas Pnei Abayis is automatically labeled as Achilas Aroi. That's why it's Mutam and Atar. So once you add the Miruach, it's the right Cheftze. Idgin. It's the right Cheftze to be Chayv in Trumas and Maises. But however you're going to eat it, it's going to be Achilas Aroi. Even if you eat a ton of it, and Atar it's all called Achilas Aroi. So that's one day, 2 days in Tosis. What if the farmer will be Mishana the Seder HaFroshes, he'll be Magdim the Maiserishim before the Truma Gdoilo, after Miruach, before he has Pnei Abayis? Will you say that Min HaTorah is the Maiserishim will be Tovel not only to Maiser Min HaMaiser, will also be Tovel to Truma Gdoilo? Or do you only apply that if he's Mafrish Mishana the Seder HaFroshes, if the Rias Pnei Abayis? That's 2 days in Tosfos. The simple reading thing more, Idgin sounds like it depends on Miruach Halo. Doesn't sound like it depends on Ruach and Rias.
This is a matter of
Pam
Nashevet. Why doesn't the farmer have to pay it? Why should that fall only on the lady?
The farmer's going to have to give 2% of whatever he has left. And the lady has to give 2% of what he took.
Also, the farmer also has to give even when it's made for Shibalim?
Higdiba Bishibalim, yeah. But then later on, the farmer's going to do it. So the farmer has to give 2% of what's left by him. But 2% of 90 is not the same as 2% of 100. The farmer was supposed to give the proper thing, he should have given 2% of 100 units. So first he runs shoes and he gives 10% of the lady. So he's only now going to give 2% of 90. So we want that the Kohanim Shevet Kuna should not lose monetarily. So we say the lady should give, in addition to the Maisa Mina Maisa, which is going to be the same, one unit out of 10. She give also 2% of the 10, so it'll add up to the same amount. So the Shevet Kuhuna should not lose. That's the Rambam is kemat explicit, and the Meiri spells it out. That's the pshat in the Rambam. Okay, so I'll tell you what, maybe for tomorrow, let's finish all this Gemara about this. On Mem Zayin and Beis till the very wide lines. And then we'll go back to the first daf. This is the easy part. Then we'll go back to the first daf in Shlosh HaShachar. Go in order, because this Gemara is explaining every word in the Mishnah. The Gemara has a discussion of the topics in the Mishnah.
Can the lady say that he only wants to?